What if everything you've been taught about success, spirituality, and even reality itself is part of an elaborate control system? Shaman Derek, a sixth-generation shaman who literally died and came back, isn't here to offer gentle affirmations or surface-level self-help. He's here to shake you awake. His message is unsettling yet liberating. We're living in what shamans call the blackout, a critical evolutionary threshold where humanity must consciously evolve or face extinction. This isn't apocalyptic fear-mongering. It's a recognition that our climate chaos, political dysfunction, and epidemic of disconnection are symptoms of a deeper spiritual crisis. The Matrix, that intricate web of rules, expectations, and programs, has convinced us we're free while keeping us trapped in predictable patterns. School, job, mortgage, retirement, death. But here's the twist. The darkness feeding on our fear and limitation isn't some demonic force to battle. It's a dimensional realm we've collectively empowered, and we have the ability to transform it by reclaiming our creative power and stepping into our role as quantum creators. Our world has elevated masculine principles, logic, competition, action, while suppressing feminine energy in everyone, creating profound imbalance. Feminine energy flows, connects, and intuits. Masculine energy provides structure and direction. Neither is superior, but our civilization prioritizes domination over collaboration, disconnecting us from nature's abundant model. The darkness deliberately targets feminine energy because women are wired for peace and inclusivity. Women carry the life code, geometric symbols in the uterus acting as portals, enabling them to sense across dimensions and attune to planetary balance. We've been taught that emotions are weaknesses rather than sacred growth tools. By degrading the feminine for centuries, we've created a culture that pathologizes sensitivity and celebrates emotional detachment. The blackout has arrived because this imbalance has reached its breaking point. To survive, we must employ the feminine factor, allowing intuition, emotional intelligence, and collective well-being to guide our structures and relationships. The Matrix thrives on fear, lack, and separation, turning victims into perpetuators. Most people operate with weak wills, driven by external approval rather than internal alignment, hustling for love and acceptance that should be their birthright. Every human has a unique energetic signature connecting them to supportive frequencies. When aligned authentically, we attract harmonic opportunities. But the Matrix distracts us with grand glamour, media, sports, fashion, technology, designed to make us feel inadequate while diverting us from authentic purpose. Without grounded will, people lack clear self-sense and adopt prefabricated identities. We're handed labels, gay, black, Muslim, millennial, with implied traits we're expected to adopt, creating formulas for being rather than allowing authentic expression. Living free requires sharpened awareness. Without identity constructs, we know ourselves only through presence, being open, loving, and accepting while observing inward. Devotion focuses our will, transforming scattered energy into directed power. Being strong-willed means consciously directing attention with unwavering devotion to what truly matters. Our culture trades self-love for sarcasm and self-deprecation as social currency. We bond over shared negativity, confusing confidence with conceit. True self-love means accepting every aspect of who we are, including the parts we wish were different. Healthy selfishness is essential. When we expect others to fulfill our needs, relationships become transactional and resentful. God is the innocent child inside each of us, pure innocence and unconditional love. When you say, "I'm so stupid," you're directing those words at this innocent child, identical to verbally abusing a five-year-old. Words shape reality. When Derek lay paralyzed after dying, spirits taught him that healing depended on how he talked to himself. He affirmed, "I am breathing on my own. It is easy for me." By morning, he was breathing independently. Real prayer expresses gratitude in the present tense. Thank you for the healing happening in my body right now. The matrix thrives on our self-hatred because it creates an internal void, driving us to seek external validation through consumption. We exist in a quantum energy field where every possibility exists, yet most people play small because they've been programmed to believe they need permission to shine. The system deliberately distorts our relationship to time with arbitrary constructs, months, years, decades, to keep us from accessing our creative power. Here's the truth. There is no static now to step into. Everything constantly moves, cells, thoughts, planets. The moment we identify the now, it becomes the past. This understanding demolishes the biggest roadblock to manifestation, the belief that time is linear. To know your future, simply observe what you're doing now. Most people manifest by speaking desires into the future, talking about what they're going to have or create. This pushes those energies further away. Speaking in past tense about future desires tricks your subconscious mind into accepting your future projections as real. Our attention is the glue holding reality in place. Only by focusing on something and interpreting it as real does it become real. Yet people disrespect their attention, letting it be pulled by news, gossip, consumption, all deliberate distractions the matrix uses to steal our creative vigor. Now that you understand how easy manifestation actually is, why play small? You came to this planet to manifest dreams into physical form and to get giant. If manifesting is easy, why do so many live in lack? Because darkness, which promotes limitation, still exists. But religion got it wrong. Darkness isn't demonic. It has no inherent form, but takes on whatever we project onto it. Darkness manifests as that voice whispering, "You can't," or "You're not good enough." These aren't your thoughts. They're underworld spirits, souls stuck in energies they couldn't forgive. When we die, we see everything we've done. If we can't release with unconditional love, we're sent to the underworld, a way station for stuck souls. Darkness functions like that low-vibe friend, enabling you to play small. The shadow is widely misunderstood. People confuse it with what it holds, pain, fragmented beliefs, judgments, and avoid it. In reality, the shadow is pure light, holding what we're not taking responsibility for. The matrix programs us to associate shadow with evil to keep us from this portal. Night is sacred time for shamans, a portal where our deepest work happens. Without the sun's ultraviolet light, the brain opens to different pathways of perception, accessing invisible realms where our true power lies as quantum creators. Doom and gloom thinking creates the very ruin we fear. Since collective thoughts forge our future, negativity is counterproductive. Thriving, a balanced life with time for friends, creativity, purpose, and financial resources is our birthright, yet most remain trapped in survival mode. You don't need to hustle for success. Hustling means not trusting the universe, trying to control reality from fear. Only progress from alignment leads to sustainable fulfillment. We're all passengers on Spaceship Earth, one global tribe. Food insecurity in Yemen affects Buenos Aires. Poverty in Somalia generates lack consciousness everywhere. This separation stems from disconnection from our sensorium, creating self-centered individuals who don't understand our fundamental connectedness. Darkness has used religion to program us with the savior myth, making us stop showing up for ourselves. This fantasy prevents us from recognizing our power. To manifest the giant age, we must devote ourselves to a vision supporting all beings' fulfillment. We are creators constantly shaping reality through our will, beliefs, and attention. The blackout is actually a blessing, an opportunity to evolve through love and consciousness. Stop waiting for permission, playing small, and pretending you're powerless. You are the quantum creator you've been waiting for.